Michigan's GOP lawmakers are trying another tactic to curb sanctuary policies. Senate Republicans have written a provision into the budget for the state corrections department punishing counties with policies limiting law enforcement from cooperating with federal officials on immigration issues. A state Senate subcommittee passed a version of the Michigan Department of Corrections budget that has this penalty that counties would lose a jail reimbursement. Republican Senator Tom Barrett of Potterville chairs the subcommittee. He declined our interview request, but told our Capitol reporter Shana Roth on Wednesday that while the corrections department calls this a bad idea, he wants to move forward.
I got elected to vote and promote the policy that we make in our state. I work with our partners in the departments, but ultimately we as the lawmakers make the decision as to what goes in their budget.
Well, we turn now to Chris Gouts from the Michigan Department of Corrections. Chris, the senator said it's good to have law enforcement working together, including immigration and customs enforcement and homeland security. What is the corrections department view of this provision?
Well, this is something that we just became aware of when it was put into the subcommittee budget. It wasn't something that we had requested or wrote ourselves. So it was a surprise to us, like it was to everyone else in the room when it was approved. But when we looked at it, the department does not support this language because we believe it's going to impact cases that are very unrelated to the immigration issue itself. And we're not getting into the politics of the issue of immigration. That's not our lane. But we are laying out for those folks who are now looking at this issue and talking about the potential unintended consequences of such language.
When you say cases unrelated to immigration issues, how could this happen?
So the counties are reimbursed for housing individuals who may have been able to been sent to prison, but instead are kept in county jails instead. And the county jail reimbursement program funds counties for housing those individuals. And so rather than them being sent to prison, they go to the counties, and the counties receive, in some cases, a great deal of revenue for that program. And so if this language were to go through and the lawyers who all look at it and in terms of its implementation, they would potentially not be reimbursed for any or for a large number of these prisoners. And so the ultimate outcome could be that the counties, say, because they wouldn't receive any funding for housing them, that they would lose that incentive and they would instead, the judges would potentially then send them to prison instead.
And what impact could that have on state prison operations and budget and expenses?
Well, if all of those who are in the program currently, if they were all to have been sent to prison, we would need an additional 760 beds. So that means that we would have to reopen a number of currently closed housing units at prisons around the state. Currently, we have about 600 officer vacancies right now. So this would only exacerbate that. It would cause the need to have more positions filled 24/7 in our housing units, which would mean more mandated overtime on our staff.
And what does it mean to someone, the differences between serving time in a state prison versus in county jails?
Well, I think there's a lot. Obviously, when you're in a county jail, one, you're closer to your friends and your family and maintain a little bit of that community connection. If you get sent to prison, you could be sent anywhere in the state, and roughly 20-some counties that we have prisons around Michigan. But also, it comes with that scarlet letter of a prison sentence. And we know, even though all the strides we've been making with the business community and trying to help through our offender success programs, we do know that stigma still exists for a lot of people, and it can be very difficult to find employment, to be able to find housing once you come out of prison. And so if we can limit the number of people who are sent to prison in the first place and keep them in county jail where they would serve a sentence of less than a year, for certain individuals, that makes sense for I think for everyone involved. Certainly those who need to go to prison, we have a bed for them, and we're very good at doing that aspect of it. But for a lot of people, they don't need to. Only about 20% of individuals who are sentenced to felonies in Michigan end up in prison. The vast majority either serve time on some sort of probation or go to a county jail or some mix of the two of those.
Chris Gouts, Michigan Department of Corrections. Chris, thanks so much.
No problem. Anytime.
Kent County Sheriff Michelle LaJoy Young announced earlier this year that county would not detain immigrants for ICE without a warrant after a Marine combat veteran was handed over to federal immigration authorities. Her department stands to lose up to $1.1 million in funding. We requested an interview with the sheriff or a statement on the matter, and the office declined those requests.